Man-made climate change is now indisputable. Human activity is contributing to global warming, but that human activity is also having a profound impact on our physical environment. Global animal, bird and fish populations have plummeted more than two-thirds in less than 50 years due to rampant overconsumption. The figures come in this year's Living Planet Index, a collaboration between WWF International and the Zoological Society of London. Margaret Kinnaird is global leader of the wildlife practice at WWF International. She's on the line now. And those declines in the animal, bird and fish populations, dramatic declines, what accounts for that?
These absolutely catastrophic population declines, average global population declines, you know, provide a very important measure of overall ecosystem health. And they're really an indicator that nature is unraveling and that our planet is flashing some big red warning signs of systems failure. The causes for these declines are primarily the declines shown by populations monitored in the Living Planet Index are primarily due to habitat loss and degradation, including deforestation, but they're driven by how we as humanity produce our food. We're going into new areas when we can be producing our food more efficiently on, we need to be producing it more efficiently on less area.
I mean, it's the case, as I understand it, that until 1970, humanity's ecological footprint was smaller than the Earth's capacity to regenerate resources, but that's now changed.
Absolutely, that's changed. We've overshot our planetary boundaries on several variables, and one of those being our food production, another being energy. I mean, these are things that we have to get under control and have a new approach. Otherwise, if we go about business as usual, we're going to continue to see that Living Planet Index continue to go down.
And this wildlife decline is happening more rapidly in some regions of the world than others.
Yes, well, we found that the starkest average population declines in any biome were in freshwater habitats. That's about 84% decline, which is equivalent to 4% per year since 1970, and also in the Latin American and Caribbean region. As we know, there's been a lot of deforestation in the Amazon in the last decade, and also we've included some new data into that data set, a lot coming from amphibians and freshwater fish, but these amphibians, they've been suffering quite a bit from a fungal disease, chytrid disease. So that comes in, okay, and it really affects the Living Planet Index there.
And very, very briefly, in a few words, I mean, what can we do about it? How can we bend the curve of degradation briefly?
Well, I mean, WWF is calling on governments to halt high-risk wildlife trade. That has a role in this, and increase enforcement to combat illicit wildlife trade. We really need to introduce and enforce legislation and policy actions.
I'm going to have to end it there without a solution. Margaret Kinnaird of the WWF.